Blog Talk Radio.
America is essentially a dream. It is a dream of a land where men of all races, of all nationalities, and of all creeds can live together as brothers. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Here we go.
I'm your host, Weldon McWilliams, and today we'll be talking to educational hip-hop rap star Larry Henderson. For those who would like to call in, please feel free to dial in at area code 347-324-5552. Again, that number is area code 347-324-5552. All right, we'd like again to thank everyone for tuning in this week to the Gist of Freedom. And this week's guest is educational hip-hop rap star Larry Henderson. Mr. Henderson, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for asking.
All right, we thank you for calling in. We thank you for wanting to share your story with the listeners today.
Cool. Appreciate you having me.
All right. If you can, if you would just explain to the listeners exactly what you do and what you're about so they can just get a sense of who you are, if you want to introduce yourself to the listeners.
Yeah, this is Larry Locke Henderson, CEO of Smart Music Entertainment. We just put out a hardcore educational hip-hop album called Lesson One. And right now we're just trying to get it to the world and promote education.
Great, great, great. And if you can, just tell the listeners what inspired you to take your music, I guess, specifically in this direction?
You know, I read a lot. I'm an avid reader, and I've been a fan of hip-hop probably since the second and third grade. So this educational album is pretty much a fusion of those two worlds. You know, mm-hmm. It's me doing what I can to help promote education, and that's where it all started, you know, being a lover of books and rapping since a very young age. So those worlds collided, and we have Smart Music Entertainment.
Good, good, good. And can you just give the listeners an idea of what this latest rap project is about?
Well, right now we got Lesson One by Smart Music Entertainment. It's a hardcore educational hip-hop album. What I mean by that is, first and foremost, it's a hip-hop album. So when you listen to it, when you push play, you won't feel like I'm trying to just shove some educational facts down your throat. It's definitely a hip-hop album, first and foremost. And then some of the topics that we get into the kings and queens of Africa. We touch on slavery. We touch on black inventors. We have a song called The First 25 Presidents. We have a song called Black Women in Congress. The Moors, 50 states, and drugs. to name a few.
Okay, good, good, good. And, you know, I was listening in preparation for this interview. I did listen to, I think the single you have out now, is it the Black Inventors Rap?
Yeah, you know, we're actually promoting the whole album at present,
right.
But yeah, the Black Inventors song, that's definitely one of the more popular joints.
Great, great. And so what made you, being an avid fan and lover of hip-hop, you know, my question to you now is, what is your current opinion, or what is your opinion of the current state of hip-hop? Because I see that you're taking a different angle than mainstream, so what is your current, what is your opinion of the current state of hip-hop?
Well, you know, on the one hand, it appears that hip hop is in a stagnant place, and that's only because when you turn on the radio and when you turn on your television, you get such a small perspective of what hip hop has to offer. You know,
mm-hmm.
There's only a couple of mainstream artists, there's only a couple of songs that you're going to hear per day or per month. So from that perspective, you know, it seems like a real stagnant thing because there's just one particular image being forced on you. But outside of that, you know, hip hop is something that's constantly growing. Hip hop is something that's in, you know, all walks of life, from the way you dress to the way you talk, you know, from the commercials that you're looking at on television now. They all, you know, you can see implements of hip hop in things like a Geico or Aflac commercial. You know, you can go overseas now into, you know, all different parts of the world where people don't speak English, and yet and still they love, you know, American hip-hop artists. So it's definitely something that's just growing. It's all over. And from that perspective, I don't see anything stopping. I just hope that we can control the image that's coming across through the mainstream.
Right, right. Well, earlier you were listing some of the songs that you have on this album, Lesson One, and you mentioned Black Women in Congress, Drugs, but you also mentioned the Moors. If you want to give just a brief explanation to our listeners or a brief description, who were the Moors, for those who may not know?
Moors were a group of men. Well, I'm not going to say a group of men, but they were peoples from Africa. And basically, I wanted to highlight some of the contributions that they made to the world, like, you know, conquering Spain and introducing them to different type of flutes and different type of instruments,
right.
Influencing all sorts of, you know, all sorts of sciences and math, and also being influential as far as different playwriters like Shakespeare putting Othello. You know,
mm-hmm.
having that be a Moor into one of his plays. You know, I
right.
got turned on to them because I took a class called The Moors when I was in Rutgers, and it was one of my, I had a few favorite professors, you know, a
mm-hmm.
few, but maybe two, maybe three at most. And Ivan Van Sertima, he was one of them, and that was one of the classes that he taught, so I definitely wanted to pay homage to him for introducing me into that particular group, and also share information with the listeners.
Yes, sir. Moore is very important people, but underrepresented in the world history. I mean, many have credited the Moors for, you know, bringing Europe and Spain, as you mentioned, particularly out of the Dark Ages.
Out of the Dark Ages. Right, right. You know, they've done so much. It's hard to get all of the you know, the contributions into a 3 to 5 minute time slot.
Right.
You know, because you know, I have various books that I'm reading, and I'm just taking snippets of things that I want to highlight. But I can go on for days. That's like
yes,
a totally
sir.
Different discussion.
Right, right. Well, we appreciate what you're doing, and just by, you know, putting them in the album and putting that knowledge out there, that's a contribution that the people, I'm sure, will definitely be thankful for. When we opened up this evening, we opened up to a song by Heavy D, and I just wanted to get your reaction to his passing and also to Heavy D's contribution to hip-hop. What are your thoughts on that?
Tragic, man. You know, Heavy D was one of my favorite all-time artists. I think the song that you played, I believe that was on that Big Time album, too, that Heavy
mm-hmm.
D Big Time album. With,
yes, sir.
We got our own thing, and Easy Does It, Do It Easy. You know, that was you know, one of my favorite albums.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's, I never met the man personally. I've just been inspired by his music since I was a little kid. So you feel like you know somebody. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge blow to hip hop just because of what type of person that he was and what type of music that he created and how it was so many people gravitated to it. You know, Heaven's the Man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He was the dude when I was coming up that was in the McDonald's commercials and,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, with the
yes,
Hill
sir.
Videos. With, so he was, he was definitely that cat. And, it's definitely a tragedy and a devastating blow to the, not just to the hip-hop community, but to the world. You know, he was a mm-hmm. special dude.
And people like Heavy D, you know, he was one of the first, you know, what I would call, I don't like the term crossover, but he was real popular. He began to get real popular in hip-hop in the sense of one of the first mainstream artists to even enter into the movies and the TV and things of that sort.
Yeah, you start seeing him popping up on all types of sitcoms and things like
right.
that. He was that cat, man, most definitely.
Yes, sir. So I'm interested in knowing, do you think this is possibly a path you may be interested in taking as well, using hip-hop but also crossing over into different avenues such as, you know, television to get that message out there?
It's all possible. You know what I'm saying? The purpose of our company is to promote education, and that's first and foremost because of the direction that that education is going in as far as how it's inspiring the young minds, especially in urban communities. So that's first and foremost. And this project was pretty much just to highlight the importance of education. So wherever it may lead us,
mm-hmm.
you know, as the company continues to move forward, you know, I'm not going to refuse to do a movie role. But, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, we have to make sure that we keep a certain message alive and
right.
and continue to move in that direction. So, you know, the opportunities are endless.
Great. And now I know you go around and you travel and you talk to different students. If you could, just give us a scenario of something, or how would it an event go down if you were to be in high school or your audience or a classroom?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I come in. I usually talk maybe about 15 to 20 minutes about the importance of education. Then after that, I'll perform one of either the first five or six songs that I'll do. After the performance, I'll usually ask a bunch of questions or ask a couple questions about the song that I just performed. Whoever can answer the question or wants to participate, we usually give them an album and a book by a black author. Most recently, I think the books we gave out was the autobiography of Malcolm X.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the autobiography of Frederick Douglass.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was another book called Up From Slavery. And
Booker T.
I think, exactly.
Yeah, that's the autobiography of Booker T. Washington, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So we gave out, pretty sharp there. We gave out those books to the kids, and then I do that for every song, and usually at the end we do a wrap-up where I'll answer questions and we'll interact and things of that nature, and that's usually how it goes down.
Sounds great, and you mentioned great books, the autobiography of Malcolm X. I think that's a book that everyone needs to read, and I know that the Gist of Freedom also had his daughter, Ilyasa, as a guest on the show about a month ago, I believe.
Wow.
And she has a book, I believe her book, Growing Up X, I believe that's what it is. You know, those books that you named and you mentioned are very important, and I think that coincides with the educational component that you infuse in your hip-hop. Now, if I could ask you a question, do you have any videos out? I did watch the video for Black Inventors Rap on YouTube. Are there any other videos out at this time?
Yeah, well, on the Education Project, we have a video for Cash Flow, a video for Black Inventors, a
mm-hmm.
video for Black Women in Congress, and then we have a video for Slavery and Kings and Queens. And it's all on our YouTube channel, which I encourage people to go to.
Go ahead. Why don't you give us what that channel is so they can...
Smart Hip Hop Music. It's one word on YouTube.
Smart Hip Hop.
Definitely go and check those out. I also have a video on there. It's not educational music, but it's just raw hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
With my man Kushan and Nice, who's an artist that you'll be hearing a lot more from as Smart Music Entertainment grows and that we put out more music.
Great.
So enjoy all of the videos. You know, check them all out.
And yes, sir, we will make sure that we promote that. And what has been your response as far as the videos? And what did you get a lot of feedback? Have you received a lot of feedback in regards to your videos?
Yeah, you know what I mean? The most popular one is Black Inventors right now. But, mm-hmm. you know, I run into a lot of people who are like, oh, man, I saw that video. It was crazy. And pretty much the response that I'm getting is people really dig the music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the most important aspect. And that
right.
That was definitely the purpose of putting this company together, you know, to put out music that you like first and foremost and that the content happens to be educational. So
we've
definitely been able to do that, and the responses that we've been getting back has been, it's been all love.
Great. Now, what do you like to go by? The term I've used is, for instance, educational rapper. Is that the term you would use for yourself?
You know, I... Since, you know, it's been, we're really at the beginning of this, of pushing this project out. It's been but I've been called a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the educational rapper and the hip hop, you know, professor and things of that nature.
Right.
I'm just a rapper, man. You know what I mean? I'm just an MC. I've been, like I said, I've been rhyming for a while. So it's, I just have a passion. I think that creating lyrics is an art.
Right.
And so that's what I am first and foremost. And the music that comes out is just the pictures that I'm painting with words.
Right. Well, have you found any other contemporaries or any other, I guess, educational rappers, for lack of a better term right now, that you have collabed with or seeking collaboration with or formulated friendships with?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, like I said, I if you go to the YouTube channel, the first video or one of the videos that you'll see is Hold Me Down. And even though that song is not educational, me and the brother Kush, who's a very positive brother, he's with this group called The Angels. They're also out of New Brunswick, New Jersey. Him and
mm-hmm.
I, you know, we're collaborating on music for this album, Lesson 2. The guy who goes last, his name is Nice, and he's a Smart Music Entertainment affiliate. You know, he actually has 2 songs on the album presently. And, you know, you'll hear a lot more from him on Lesson 2. And
mm-hmm.
there's, you know, from Red to Lady LeRae, you know, there's a couple of artists that, you know, I collab with and that I'll continue to work with. And then outside of that, this project has also allowed me to meet a lot of people who are working on similar types of projects or similar type of music. So... it's going to be a lot of collaborations. We're going to do a lot of work and continue to put out this type of music.
Great. Now, who were some of the, you know, rap artists that you look up to? You kind of remind me of a Chuck D in the sense that, you know, Chuck D was very political and he used the art of rap and rhyme to push a political, you know, a political agenda or to, you know, make others aware of different political scenarios.
Uh-huh.
But I see you kind of doing that on the educational tip in the sense that you believe that there needs to be a reinforcement of education and a knowledge of oneself and things of that sort. So I guess after recognizing all these characteristics in you, who were some of your who were some of the rap artists that you looked up to or try to model yourself after?
Well, you know, Public Enemy, the first 5 albums that I bought, and I remember because I bought them all at one time. It was Public Enemy, Takes the Nations of Millions to Hold Us Back, Rakim, Follow the Leader, Big Daddy Kane, Long Live the Kane, EPMD, Strictly Business, and it was a Chubb Rock album. And I forget the name of the album, but it had it on it, the Chubster.
Okay.
So, you know, I was listening, those were the first albums that I bought, but prior to that, You know, I was listening to LL Cool J, Run DMC, Melly Mel, you know, Cool G Rap, different, you know, Jungle Brothers, Tribe Called Quest. These were the groups that I grew up listening to. And, you know, like you mentioned, Public Enemy, it takes the nations of millions to hold us back. That was probably, you know, that was definitely one of the tapes that I broke immediately, you know, rewinding it and pushing play and listening to it again and doing things of that nature. So, you know, I loved his music. I loved what he had to say. It was actually a little bit too deep for me even when I first bought the tape. But, you know, seeds were planted. You know, I started listening to music pretty much in that era. Those were my first influences. And then from then on, you know, I've always observed and listened and admired, you know, the lyricists and the MCs that take this thing seriously and go in the booth and go hard. You know, I'm a fan of them all.
Now, I know that you, as an educational rapper, you must have a critique on, I guess, the educational system. What is your opinion of the educational system in the sense of, you know, how educating our children, our kids? What is your, you know, your judgment or your critique on the educational system?
Well, we don't do enough to stress the importance of education at all. And, you know, that war is, there's so many fronts to that war. On the one side, you have kids living in areas where they might have to walk through a war zone just to get to school. And then when they go to school, they might be dealing with a teacher who's just there for a paycheck, or they might be dealing with a guidance counselor who has so many other problems that he's dealing with that it's really difficult to focus on them. I've been in schools where they start lunch at like 9 o'clock, so by the time, you know, the 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock bell hits, they're, you know, starving. And, you know, you have all of these different things. And then outside of that, you have the, you know, this public notion that, you know, education and college and going for yours on that type of tip is not for you. You know, they have so many different wars to fight.
So what
we're trying to do is just letting them know, like, education is important, and I'm not exclusively talking about college.
Right.
You know, we're talking about college. We're talking about just getting your GED. We're talking about focusing in on high school. We're talking about certificate programs. We're talking about internships. Anything that can help you learn more about something that you want to do so you can become a more competitive person in this wicked job market that we have. You know, anything that helps, especially on the educational tip, that's what we're trying to promote, man, because it's getting scary out there. The dropout rates is crazy, and it's 2011.
Right.
So, you know, it's definitely something that we don't focus enough attention on. You know, in every hood, the education system, it's the first to have their funds cut.
Right.
You know, look at all of the YMCAs that disappeared, all of the basketball programs that's cut. You know, it's sad. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a sad thing. And this is, like I said, this is just a small thing, but it does help.
Right. Now, what is your opinion of the power of hip-hop? Because, as you know, hip-hop is influencing a lot of different areas. And, you know, there was even a point where hip-hop influenced, you know, even shows, or they had it made their mark on shows like Fame or A Different World, or, you know, it started to have an influence on all these other aspects. So if you can talk about the power of hip-hop, and I'm sure that this is, you know, one of the reasons why you wanted to use hip-hop as a tool for education, but how powerful can hip-hop be? And you know, what needs to be done to, you know, I guess take it to that level where it can achieve more success? Or more power, and I guess, for lack of a better term.
Well, you know, music is powerful, period, because, you know, it definitely connects with things that's on a person's inside. You know, just you can get deep into that by talking about a person's chakras and how the vibes, you know, how people get in tune with the rhythms and things of that nature. So first and foremost, I just want to say that music is important. And then, you know, hip-hop, you have there's so many, hip-hop is powerful for a couple reasons. Number one, you have people telling this story, and they're telling their story, and then people who are going through similar things are listening to those stories, and it's almost like, you know, because you're going through the same type of pain, I love this music. And then you have the kids that's looking up at the gangsters and all of the other negative stuff that comes with hip-hop, and they're saying, oh, that's cool, so I want to just emulate it because it'll make me look like a tougher dude. Or, you know, things of that nature. So hip-hop, it's important because it grabs the mind of whoever gravitates to the music, and it begins to influence them, even if they don't think so. You know what I'm saying? They begin to influence the way they talk, the way they move, the way they their thought patterns, and how they think about things, like education. You know, you'll hear some people say, well, my favorite rap artist didn't even get a high school education, so I don't need one. Or, you know what I mean, a high school diploma, so I don't need one. You know, you actually hear things like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's the influence of somebody saying, I like their music to the point where I want to emulate their lifestyle.
Right.
So that becomes a very important thing. And then also, hip-hop is making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got a whole different kind of beast getting into the financial aspect of hip-hop and saying, you know what, we can make money off this, but we got to keep this going and we got to keep that going. So I'm going to put money into everything that you know you shouldn't see because it's going to keep selling. And then that makes, you know, that makes hip-hop even stronger. So it's a lot of different elements that makes hip-hop a powerful thing. Some of them are good and some of them are bad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, I would say your particular music carries on the African tradition of the griot. And I just wanted to know, I wanted you to speak on that in the sense of, you know, the griot who passed down histories and oral tradition, you know, in the form of oral tradition. If you could speak on that in the sense that you are basically the way you're going about your music is carrying on the tradition of the African griot.
Well, you know, there are things inside the African American individual that's just going to it's going to be inside them no matter how much they want to cut it off.
Right.
And not saying that I'm a person that wants to cut that off, because I don't. What I mean by that is that there are traditions that started in Africa that are over here that we don't even recognize. And one of those things is passing the stories down, communicating, being the storytellers, putting words, you know, putting poems to different beats. That's all. Those are things that are just inside of us, that are just coming out. And the more we educate ourselves, and the more we try to learn, and the more we try to connect, we'll begin to learn. We'll begin to discover what the roots of these things are.
Right.
But I'm glad you said that, because I've heard that on a couple of different occasions, and I'm definitely going to get more into that when Lesson 2 comes out.
Sounds great. And also another tradition that we carry with us that, you know, we may not recognize, I was thinking about the pouring of libations. You know, when the brothers on the corner, you know, spill a little out on the sidewalk, that's carrying on the tradition of pouring the libations for, you know, for the ancestors in a lot of African traditions. But I think that was a great point you made, that there's a lot of things that are inside of us that we may not recognize where it comes from, and they actually come from Africa. So I think that was a great point. We've reached the end of our show, but again, I want to thank you again for choosing to come out here and tell your story to our listeners. Before you go, though, I would definitely like you to restate your contact information, how those might be able to get in contact with you.
Definitely. You can email me at smarthiphopmusic@gmail.com. You can go to the website, which is smarthiphopmusic.blogspot.com. That's where you can download the album. You can contact us on Facebook at Smart Music Entertainment, on Twitter at Smart Hip Hop, and once again on YouTube at Smart Hip Hop Music.
That sounds great. Now, before you leave, brother, you know how, you know, hip-hop rappers, you know what they're doing to get on the radio station. We always leave the last segment for you to drop some bars. So So I'm hoping that you can give us a little freestyle or give us a few bars before we let you go.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I appreciate
without
it.
Original fan, my flow's been a part of the plan before the gods had sex with the daughters of man, before the wicked spirits got cast into your hand, before them blueprints for the stones built in the sands. Use parables trying to shed light to the mass. I know that false rappers won't decipher the math. Just a couple for you right there.
Hey, brother, we appreciate you. We thank you for coming by and tell us your story, and we're definitely going to stay in contact with you. We're going to see how things are progressing with you. And, again, thank you for joining us. And
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
No problem, brother. And for all our listeners, we thank you again for tuning in to the Gist of Freedom. We encourage you to continue to listen to us, continue to follow us. So until next time, stay empowered and be blessed.